And it's the second paragraph in the left column on page 48. This is on Shavuos, the year versus Tov Reish Nun Tes, the second mimer of Tov Reish Nun Tes, page 48.
Even Megillah's Ruth?
Yeah, even Megillah's Ruth, the Shavuos, right. You got it there?
No.
Here, keep going.
Oh, this one.
There, you got it.
Okay, so somewhere here.
What year are you in? Keep going.
Indian
hand, right, huh? Right, you want? There you go.
Okay.
There it is.
Thank you.
Okay.
A lot on here.
Yeah, he has a lot of Shavuos. Inyan Megillah Ruth b'Shavuos. The concept of the reading of Megillah Ruth on Shavuos. Levakesh HaGeula, we're seeking to ask Hashem for redemption. B'koach HaTorah, through the power of Torah. D'chasiv, as it's written, B'ito Achishena. Now the pasuk says that Mashiach will come, and it says, B'ito Achishena, in its time I will hasten it. Well, that seems to be a contradiction. What is it? Is it in its time, or is it hastened? So the Chachamim learn from that, if we're not Zoche, it's Be'ita, then the Mashiach comes in its own time, and God will bring the Mashiach. If we are Zoche, then Achishena, Hashem will bring it more quickly. So that's what he brings down, Zochu Achishena. If we're Zoche with our actions, then it will come more quickly. So what does that mean, Zochu? That's what he wants to concentrate. What is the merit which will bring Mashiach more quickly? That's when the Geula comes through the power and the strength of Torah. Dichasiv, as it says, Tocheles Memoshacha Machale Lev. It's like something that you long for, that you are trying to bring it through being heartsick. In other words, when a person desires something so much and they want it so badly, that they draw that thing to them. Pirish B'Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, K'sheh HaShefa Yored Alpi Madregas HaTeva Ayin Sham Parshas Miketz. When the Shefa comes down to the world through nature, that's one Madrega. Ve'etz Chaim Taiva Ba'a K'sheh Mizdabkin Ve'etz HaChaim Kura'ui Yecholim Ligol B'chol Rega. He says, but Eitz Chaim, which is the tree of life, which is the Torah, it seems to me that he's saying if we yearn for it, as part of wanting Torah is yearning for it, and then seeking to achieve closeness to the Eitz Chaim, then we could actually be redeemed at any moment. So there's one kind of Madrega where we're bringing things down, Shefa, into the world, based on Teva, a certain natural order. We send something up, Hashem sends something down. But then there's something over and above that that has to do with yearning for Torah, a true yearning for Torah. And when we do that, it's possible, he said, to actually gain such closeness to Torah that at any instant we could be redeemed. That's how far Geula is away. In other words, it's right in front of us. If we could actually reach that, it would come at any moment. Ki haTorah l'mala min hazman, because Torah is above time, ve'in mukdam u'me'ucher b'Torah, there is no concept of before and after when it comes to Torah. So the fact that we're here kind of stuck in time, that doesn't really make a difference because the Torah isn't. And if we can get to that place where we can pull it down, then at any moment it could come. It has no specific... It's not tied to a specific moment where it has to happen. So this is the power of bringing Mashiach through Torah, meaning it could happen any time, and it has to do with our level of yearning and aspiration for it. Zehu imigocha tov. That's what it means, if he will redeem you, it's good. What does that mean? B'koach HaTorah shenikres tov. Looking at it differently, that when you are redeemed through Torah, which is called Tov. V'imlo yachbet potz, and if you don't want that, shich v'yad haboker, then lie here till the morning. Hu ha-ge'ula be'ita. This refers to ge'ula in its time, meaning to say whenever Hashem sees fit. So he's taking those psukim where Ruth was lying by the feet of Boaz in the granary there, and they're talking about her becoming redeemed. And so he says to her that if the Redeemer comes, imigolcha tov, and he's looking at that to darshan it this way, that a redemption can come through tov. It can come through Torah, which is called tov. And then it could happen anytime. However, if not, then ad haboker, then you'll have to wait till the morning, meaning that's referring to the time the Mashiach will come, that Hashem will see it fit. It's not brought more quickly. That's shifli ad haboker. Lachain ba'atzeres, tzrichin levake shal ha-ge'ula b'koach ha-Torah. And so now he gives us a tip here, a practical tip of what to ask for on Shavuos. And he says on Shavuos, which is called atzeres, we should ask Hashem for redemption through the power of Torah. For Shavuos is the time of Torah, and it's also the time of Ge'ula, which is hinted to in Ruth, because she was redeemed. And the special koach of Torah on Shavuos is so great that we can ask for Ge'ula through koach ha-Torah. And that means to say it could come just like that. Gam b'chol ha-tfilos isa la'amod b'tfila mitoch devrei Torah. Oz tai v'bor. There's another thing. That any time we daven, we are told that we should daven mitoch devrei Torah, from out of words of Torah. Now, you know how we accomplish that? Actually, it's interesting. It's built into davening. It's the Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema that we say in Shacharis in the morning, which is really a chelik of Torah, in addition to being Yotzei the mitzvah of Shema, the Chachamim put it there so we would go mitoch Torah into tefillah. So go out of Torah into tefillah, the Torah there being the Shema. So any time, he said, we go into tefillah, which begins with the introduction, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. There's a Geula, and then there's Tefillah. And we're coming right out of Torah. And he wants to say that on a daily basis, that's what the Chachamim were trying to do, to help us get to Geula through Torah, meaning through the Shema. Very nice. Hi, Joshua, from page 48. U'mikol shekein b'chag hazeh, and all the more so on this Yom Tov, tzrichin lismoch tefillah l'Torah, we have to be someich davening to Torah. Now, you know, this is very beautiful because if you think about the idea of staying up all night learning Shavuos and then davening right away the next morning at Alos HaShachar, so we're really going there, mitoch Torah into tefillah. We have a whole night of learning and then right into davening. And maybe there's something about that's kind of a bakosha to Hashem, that our tefillah is coming mitoch Torah. B'chein shamati mimor yizal. And he also said he heard from his grandfather, the Rib, Remesh de halechem, that the two breads, the two lechem that are brought on Shavuos, l'Torah u'tfilah. One hints to Torah, one hints to tefillah.
The term atzeres,
yes,
is usually mean Shavuos, right?
Right.
What's the concept of atzeres?
Atzeres is a gathering together or a holding on to something. Like Shemini Atzeres is also holding on and gathering what you made through Sukkot. So one idea for Atzeres on Shavuos is that all of the Tikkun HaMidos that has occurred from Pesach through Sfiras HaOmer, it's now all gathered together and put into Kabbalah HaTorah. That's one concept of Atzeres. The other one is just the gathering in of the Torah itself, because the Torah is given on Shavuos. So we want to be otzer, you know, we want to gather it in and take it in.
Yeah, I just, now that you said that, it reminded me, I think I read, they use the word otzer with an aleph.
That's the storehouse,
that Hashem is taking the Torah out of the storehouse,
right,
and giving it to
right.
B'nai Yisrael.
That's right.
It's not the same.
Different word. One's an ayin, one's an aleph. I mean, there is a relationship there, because ayin and aleph are the same from the same Motsoas HaPeh. So there's a relationship. Whether how direct it is, I don't know. That's something we'd have to ask Rav Shamshon the Full Hirsch.
I think I read it in the Svasanas someplace.
Is it? Okay. Okay. Let's take a look at another one. This kind of addresses your question, Arya. It's over on the next page, on page 49. And it's on the left column, the last paragraph. The year is Tuf Resh Samach. Hatam Shenikra B'Mishnah Atzeres. To look into why in the Mishnah Shavuos is called Atzeres. Kamoshakasuv, as it says in the Mishnah, Ba'atzeres al peiros ha'ilim. At the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says that there are four different Rosh Hashanahs of the year. One of them is Shavuos, and they call Shavuos Atzeres. What is the Rosh Hashanah of Atzeres? That we're judged for peiros ha'ilim, the fruit of the tree. Nir al pima shakasuv hazal. We could see, according to what the Chachamim said, Shehechazir HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah L'chol HaUmos, that God brought the Torah around to all the nations of the world, as we know, and he asked them, do they want it? And they refused. Ad Shabo El B'nei Yisrael, until he came to the Jewish people. Kamo Shekosu, as it says, and this is from later on in Devorim, V'zorach Niseir Lamo Hafiyah Meharporan, that's the psukim that our Maramas to Hashem is offering the Torah to other nations. Seir is Esav. B'chol zeh shenaseh oz mifkayim b'chol shem. Okay, this concept that we're familiar with. Whatever happened then, at this time, it happens now too. Right? It's reborn and it occurs again every year in Zaman. Because Zaman has qualities. Sheyesh b'chol shana b'chinas yitzias mitzrayim. Every year there is a Yetzias Mitzrayim that occurs. It's actual. U'bechiras Hashem Yisparach b'Yisrael. And every year there is a choosing by God of the Jewish people. So it's not just that it happened then, but he continues to be Bocher, the Jewish people. And when we say in Davening, HaBocher b'Amo Yisrael, b'Yahava, he chooses, that's present tense, he chooses, b'Yahava. U'nesinas HaTorah, and then the giving of the Torah. This happens every year. Lachem, therefore, b'mei ha-sfira, during the days of sfira, hi ha-birur, this is when we are becoming, the word birur could be clarified, selected, purified. It has to do with separating good from bad. That's birur. It means all those things, like the melacha of borer. So during sfira, when we're involved in tikkun hamidos, we're going through birur. The Niftach Pesach Shal Geula B'Nissan. So the opening of redemption has occurred in the month of Nisan when we left Mitzrayim. That's when the Pesach is open. Hagam Shehu Miyuchad L'Bnei Yisrael. And it's true that it is unique to the Jewish people because we were redeemed then. Mishum Shebe'emes Heim Nish'orim B'Zeh. Avol Shar HaGeula Niftach L'Chol Bo'ei Ha'olam. He says the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is unique to the Jewish people. That's a Jewish thing. He says, however, redemption is not. That redemption is a shahr which is open to all those who walk upon the earth. Now that is a tremendous concept. That needs a lot of reflection. He says Yetzias Mitzrayim is uniquely Jewish. But Shar HaGeula, I'm just reading it again, the gate of Geula, Niftach L'chol Bo'ei Ha'olam. That comes to all people. And we know when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, it's not just the Jewish people who will experience Mashiach, but the entire world will experience Mashiach, all those who are Zochah both Jews and Gentiles. B'lachein, mevakshim gam b'nei Yisrael, yaducha amim kula. So we say, and we say this in Lamratzeach b'neginos, it's a Tehillim Samach Zayin that we say right after we count Sfira. Yoducha Amim Kulam. Let all the nations recognize you, appreciate you. That's Amim. Yismachu v'iranenu le'um. Let the nations rejoice in you. So we're not just talking about us. Va'osan ha'nitzotzos kedoshos. Those holy sparks, which is to say, the kedusha which is present in the nations of the world. Shezochin lehiskarev. Those ones who are zocha, who merit to draw close to God, mischar ben el b'nei Yisroel, they become attached to the Jewish people. Kamo shehoyo oz, and it happened then too. Amalek nidche, the nation of Amalek was cast off, they didn't want to have any part of it. The Yisroel niskarev, but Yisroel was drawn close. So those are two nations in the world out there. There's Amalek and there's Yisro. Amalek, they're out of there. Yisro, he came in and he became a ger, he converted. V'lachein kol birur rus. Therefore, the birur, again, the selection or the clarification of rus, her process of going from being a Gentile to being a Jew, when did that occur? Haya mikitzir sa'urimad kitzir chitim. This occurred from the time when the barley was harvested, that's Pesach, to the time when the wheat is harvested, which is Shavuos. De'isa omer matir b'medina u'shtei halechem b'mikdash. We know, this is a halacha about what we call chadash and yashan. You know that there's yashan products, chadash products. When there's a new crop of grain, it's not permitted yet to be eaten until the Omer is brought. And once the Omer is brought, then that's Matir. That permits all grain in the country. So that's the 16th of Nisan. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to wait until Shavuos, when the two lechem are brought. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the two lechem permit the new grain product in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's how the halacha applies. So he says, Vehem Beis Sha'orim. These are two gates. This is a fascinating way to think about that. It's not just that they are matir the grain for us to eat. But that means if they're allowing us to eat grain now, those dates, that a certain sha'ar is open at that point, which was previously closed. And that sha'ar becomes open and the grain becomes permissible. Omer Michael Behema. The first one, which has to do with barley, is animal food. As we all know, barley is considered animal, even though people eat it, but it's considered ma'achol be'emet. V'hu sha'ar harishon haniftach l'chol hava lehiskarev shehem behema hema lahem. This refers to the first gate where anybody can come in. When he says shehem behema hema lahem, that's to say that even what I believe he's saying is that even those who may have a more animalistic nature, all can come in during this first shar. Avol Yisrael zochel l'shar ha'panimi, but the Jewish people have a specific second gate of entry, a more internal gate of entry. Shtei halechem shel chitim, and that's called the two lechem of chitim, maichel adam, which is human food. Atem Kuruyin Adam, and that refers specifically to the Jewish people. Now this is what he means. There's a way to eat which is L'Shem Shemaim, the way to eat which is in the service of Hashem. And that's a uniquely Jewish thing. Right? There's one thing which is eating, and everybody has to eat, and all people, Jews and Gentiles. And there's another way to eat which is actually part of an avoda. So this is the Shtei Halechem, which is the Michael Adam. It's the highest human expression in consumption of food, that it becomes Avodas Hashem. Ukamoshana says Zeh HaSeder Acharosh Hashanah Shehu Hanhaga Chadasha Alkol Hashanah. Just as this Seder follows the whole year, because the year begins with Rosh Hashanah, Umavakshim Alkol Habruim, umakrivin ayin purim b'chag. He says, look at how the year functions also. At Rosh Hashanah, we are asking for Hashem's rachamim for all creations. We say l'chol bo'ei olam. It's Rosh Hashanah for everybody who comes into the world. And then when Shavuos comes, when Sukkot comes following Rosh Hashanah, we offer 70 purim, 70 cows, corresponding to the nations of the world. B'libasav shmini atzeres. But at the end, when Shemini Atzeres arrives, Hu Lachem, that's specific to the Jewish people. Miyuchad Rak LeBnei Yisrael. So we had that experience in the beginning of the year. There's a kind of a collective human experience, and then it ends up B'nei Yisrael with Hashem on Shemini Atzeres. Me'en Zeh Hu B'Shiva Shavuos Ve'achar Kach Shavuos Atzeres Miyuchad Rak LeBnei Yisrael Lachem Nikra Atzeres. So he gets to his answer to your question, Aryeh. He said there's 7 weeks, and during those 7 weeks, there's a certain process of birur that occurs, and he wants to say that apparently everybody could be involved with that. But then Shavuos comes, and that's specific to the Jewish people, because Matan Torah is specific to the Jewish people. And that's called the Atzeres, because B'nai Yisrael are gathered in as a unique nation to God. The Yisa Bigmar, it seems to be different than what he said at the beginning, because at the beginning he said that Yitzias Mitzrayim was unique to the Jews, and Geula isn't.
But we tie these two together.
Yeah.
And that might be what it is.
That there's something at the beginning and something at the end that's uniquely Jewish.
Is the expression Prat Uklal Prat, does it go like that, or is it the other way around?
This would be Prat Uklal Uprat, because we're the Prat here,
right?
And then the Klal would be everybody, and then back to the Prat.
Isn't that what, is that part of what we say in the morning, or is it the other way?
Well, it's Klal Uprat Uklal. There's Prat.
The
take a look at it. I think it's the other way around. Yeah. Well, you have Prat Uklal and Klal Uprat, and then you have Klal Prat and Klal. But I don't think you have Prat Klal Uprat. I don't think that's part of that. There's Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, Klal Uprat Uklal, right?
So it's not exactly.
Right, you don't have a Prat Uklal Uprat. Although it seems like maybe we're inventing one right here.
What about the Prat Uklal Uprat Uprat Uklal?
It's still a little different, right? V'isa B'Gemurah, the Gemurah writes, Apasuk Hashem Yitain Omer Hamavasra Savarav. I don't know where the pasuk is. Hashem gives the word, and it brings good tidings to many people. Kol dibur sheyetze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nechlak la'ayim l'shonas. That means every word that comes from God's mouth, so to speak, is divided into 70 languages. So there's something about what God says that can be communicated to all people. That's what it means. It goes into 70 languages. The same hapasuk alzeh, malachei tzvakos yedudun yedudun, v'navas bayis techalek shalom. That the malachei hashores, the angels, I don't know if yedudun means that they're beloved, or if they tremble, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what yedudun means. And the one who was special in the home, she divides the spoil. Here, Shahoya Hachana B'Matan Torah L'Kariv Kol HaLashonos Habalo Zachul Ezeh. He says this idea of Hashem's speech going into 70 languages, that refers to the fact that at Matan Torah there was a certain preparation in the world that it would have been possible for every nation to be Zochet to Torah. That could have happened. Habalo Zachul Ezeh. But the nations of the world did not merit this. Rak l'bnei Yisrael nimsar kol ha'psachim k'mo shekasu v'yirat zaracha shar sona. Only the Jewish people merited the entirety, as it says, they will inherit the gates of their enemies. V'lachein nikra atzeres sh'nesaf ha'kol rak l'bnei Yisrael. Therefore, he says, it's called atzeres, that all of it was gathered specifically to the Jewish people. That's a little hard one to put together. There was a lot of thoughts there, but the way I see it in general is that there's a certain level of geula that applies to all people. and there's a special level of geula that applies to Bnei Yisrael. And that special level of geula is something that came to us at Shavuos time, began at Pesach and ended at Shavuos. And the Atzeres is that we were gathered into Hashem at that time, and that the entirety of Torah was gathered into us at that time of Shavuos as well. Yes, Ephraim.
I'm sorry, could you translate that last line and a half again?
Starting from?
Starting from Zerach.
Okay. The Yirash Zerach, your children shall inherit Sha'ar Sonav, the gate of their enemies, or of its enemies. Therefore it is called Atzeres, that it is all gathered unto the Jewish people.
What was crossing my mind is, was he implying a connection there from the fact that we offered up our children as our guarantee when the other nations wouldn't have done that, and that's why it's to our children too? Is that the difference in what comes to us and what could have been available to the other nations at that point?
When you say we offered our children as a guarantee, are you referring to something specific?
A midrash of God saying, so how do I know you'll keep your word? And they say, you know, from our forefathers, not good enough. Well, from we'll do it, not good enough. Well, you know, we'll give you our children. Done.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. That's a nice connection, and therefore he specifically says Zaracha. It's from the fact that you presented your children in this, that you will be Zaracha to that. Very nice, Ephraim. Nice thought.
Sure. Wasn't there.
Okay. Sure. Good. Nice thought.
Okay. There was something unique about it's his Mitzrayim, in a sense, but I don't know, maybe it's not unique enough. You know, it's funny about that. I mean, we could say that there's something unique about his Mitzrayim, but many other people have kind of latched on to that as a paradigm for their own.
As a paradigm, right.
Their own sense.
Right.
But nobody latches on to Shavuos.
Right. Sure.
I mean, never mind that graduation ceremonies tend to happen in May, you know. But you know, there's something a little,
right,
something different about Shavuot.
Sure.
So maybe that's an idea behind the thought of, you know, it may be unique, but the fact of what. It's his Mitzrayim is unique to Bnei Yisrael, you know, on Bnei Yisrael, but
redemption in general is not. It's his Mitzrayim specifically is, but not redemption in general. Maybe that follows with what you're saying, that, you know, that's a concept that can be latched onto, you know, but in terms of what Yitzhak Mitzrayim actually meant, that's a uniquely Jewish thing. You see, Martin Luther King made a lot of references to, you know, the people, the Jewish people in the wilderness and trying to go to the Promised Land. And I think there is a paradigm there that's very inspirational for people who are in some form of bondage.
It's interesting, though, because if you take up in the aspect, as we've learned, that the leaving of Mitzrayim was culminated by the receiving of Torah. I mean, that was the objective. That's why I said those two are, is not like the beginning and end, that is like one event.
Right.
Like a long rocket.
Right.
It goes all the way. So if the other nations didn't have the chance to experience the freedom that we were given at Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, that it would seem like, even though you say it was offered, or as he tells, it was offered to all the nations, they don't have the beginning step to bring them to the level to say we want this, because it would seem like they'd say, well, look, you guys had it from beginning to end, and you were asking us suddenly to jump on at the end, and we had no idea what was going on. I don't know.
So maybe it suggests a certain limitation, yeah. Almost by definition, possibility. Okay. Time for one more? Yeah, we'll do one more. Take a look on page 52, and the year is Tefresh Samach Gimel. It's the left column, third paragraph. Now, Shavuos, we usually translate it as weeks. You know, Shiva Shavuos, Tispor, she counts 7 weeks. They said something different. Hu Hashem HaShavuah. It really has to do with an oath. The word Shavuah means an oath. Shenishboin Va'omdin Mehar Sinai. That we are considered to have taken an oath and are bound by that oath from the time of Har Sinai, the oath of the Torah. Sometimes, for example, if a person, the way this comes out in halacha, if a person says that he's going to swear to do a certain mitzvah, right, the oath doesn't take effect. Why? Because he's already sworn. He's omed, he's mushba v'omed from Har Sinai. It's not a valid oath. That oath was already taken when we stood at Har Sinai. B'kol obeys ha-shavuos. Shavuos includes Torah. Why isn't it called Shavuah then, right? The oath of the Torah. Why is it called Shavuos? That means there are two. Shenishba'u b'nei Yisrael l'avodas Hashem. We took an oath to serve God. That's our obligation to Hashem. K'moshe kasuv, beis pa'amim, asher diber, Hashem, na'aseh, it should be Devar, I think, v'hein hein shavua. When they said, that which God speaks, we shall do, and that was a shavua. That was an oath. That which God speaks, na'aseh, we will do it. So we committed ourselves to that oath, to Hashem. Then, v'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba l'b'nei Yisrael. God also made a Shavuah to us. He swore. K'moshe Kasuv, Beis Pa'amim, as it says, 2 times, because Aseret HaDibros is twice in the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. And he says, that's an oath. That statement by Hashem, he says, your God. Didn't say God, but Elokecha. That's an oath. By Aseret HaDibros, V'hu Shavuah. Because that's an oath that God took. The King Kosov then also says, Hovil Hashem la'asos eschem lo lo'am. Hashem wanted for you to be his people. Hovil pirish shavua. And the word hovil sometimes means shavua, an oath. V'shavuos elu misorerin b'chag ha'shavuos. These two oaths, they're awakened when shavuos comes. So they're awakened in us and in Hashem, so to speak. Ours to him and his to us. B'lashon Chazal, Mushba v'omed mei Har Sinai. The Chachamim's language, what I was referring to you earlier, that a person is Mushba, he's already sworn in, right, from Har Sinai. Mushba v'omed, that's how we exist. Sheshavua zu kayemes lo'ad. That's an enduring Shavua for all time. Right, when we do Hatoras Nadorim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't get out of this one. Right? This is a real Shavua and you can't get out. It's a real oath. B'chol Ish Yisroel, V'ein La Hatorah Olamis. Right, so I said in a joking fashion, but he says it and he's serious, right? That Ein La Hatorah, you can't make Hatoras Nadorim on this Shavua. Right, this is a no-release Shavua. Ein La Hatorah, it's binding. Now the reason that, of course, is so critical is the concept that some other religions have, that God could say, okay, you left me, so I leave you, right? We don't have such a concept. It doesn't exist in Yiddishkeit, that God's people are the Jewish people, and there's no turning back on that. There's no release of that. So those are the two shavuos that we're talking about, ours to him and his to us, and it gets reawakened in us when shavuos arrives.
No breaking the contract.
Right.
You could one could make an oath. Not, we're not saying an oath to keep a certain mitzvah is no oath because we're already sworn to
right.
do that. But to keep some pride over and above the base of mitzvah, lachumra, that is an oath.
That could be an oath, yeah. If it's not a halakhic requirement, yeah. Okay, that should go.